You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our guest today is Ingrid Castle. Her website is vaclib.org, and we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We're just talking about I'm posting things in the chat room. I'm looking at there was a TV documentary, DPT Vaccine Roulette, shown in April 1982 in Washington, D.C. One local television station won an Emmy, while NBC's Today Show declined to show the film. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, and other experts, quote-unquote, denounced and labeled the program as unbalanced, inaccurate, and dangerous. It disclosed the dangers of the DPT vaccine that prompted leading physicians associated with the AAP, AMA, and CDC, then headed by Dr. William Foggy, and other medical groups to collaborate to discredit Thompson and anyone affiliated with the broadcast. The CDC Financed Immunization Act Coalition persuaded doctors to pressure the network to cancel the broadcast.
Well, actually, there's a lot of history behind Leanne Thompson's documentary, DPT Vaccine Roulette. Leanne Thompson actually did excellent documentaries. That wasn't the only one she did, but that was the one that caused her to be fired.
Yeah.
And she collaborated primarily with Marge Grant. Now, Marge Grant had a severely autistic, well, I don't even know if he was even autistic. He was like such a vegetable as a result of a 4-in-1. And back then, it wasn't just DPT. They added polio in with it. So there was a 4-in-1 that was discontinued because the wards were literally filling up with these vegetables of kids from this 4-in-1. So they discontinued its use. But yeah, there was exposés of you know, because the parents had to work and they couldn't deal with it, so they would send them off to some place for the state to take care of. And it was reportedly just unbelievable, inhumane, unsanitary conditions. I mean, yeah, I mean, starving them and, you know, I mean, just it was way bad. And that was in New York. Because New York, you know, well, they're all pretty busy. No one's going to, you know, who's going to have time to take care of a disabled child, you know?
Right.
Well, they don't have euthanasia in this country, so. But yeah, she is in Wisconsin. She passed a few years ago. I don't know what happened to Scott. Amazing woman, went to Congress way back then. We're talking in the 60s and 70s. She was going to Congress as often as she could on behalf of, you know, the whole vaccine crap, and you know, it took a lot to wake her up. You know, but she, when she realized, she was very angry, and, you know, and I mean, her son required full-time care. So, anyway, it's pretty interesting. Someone got to her when he was, I think, in his later 20s and told her about colon cleansing and said to put him on a diet and clean out his colon. And his improvement was amazing. Just think if she did that when he was younger.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was like he developed language and everything after that. He had no language. So, yeah, and she wrote a book. You can look it up. It's called A Stolen Life. A Stolen Life. It is an absolute page-turner. I just sent my spare copy to Lauren. Laura Hayes in California, and she had a hard time putting it down. She didn't know this history of Barbara Lowe Fisher, National Vaccine Information Center. I mean, it tells some dirt, bad dirt.
Oh, really?
The history of this movement. Oh, yeah. It's quite the expose. I think everyone that's in this movement, or even if you're not in this movement, you should get the book, A Stolen Life. You can get used copies for a song.
Now, when
by
did
Marge
she write-
Grant. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not sure. It's an older okay. book. Just, I mean, it comes up.
Sure.
A Stolen Life by Marge Grant. M-A-R-G-E.
Okay, I
Grant,
got it.
G-R-A-N-T.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Grab that for your list, Deanna. You'll be blown away.
Okay. Will do.
Yeah, she goes into the real history behind that documentary. I mean, there's a lot of detail that you would have never known.
Wow.
And she writes well.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we have some callers. So why don't we
okay.
take our callers. We have Werner in British Columbia. Werner, welcome.
No, I'm not. I'm in New Brunswick.
Oh, they said Werner in BC.
Oh, that's all right.
That's okay. You're up there.
I think the truth is coming in from all different sides, and more people, they start waking up. And I would suggest that they start looking at the basics, what they, if they are still out the older generation, the basics, what they had learned in physics and chemistry in school.
Right.
And
right.
that can mm-hmm. give us already a start. Or become suspicious about what kind of experts they want us to trust nowadays.
Right.
Yes.
And what I'm seeing here, I've been around there for a while, you know, and years ago I started waking up about all the different things that are being covered up, you know, and especially in Canada under the great Canadian carpet, you know. And the more experts we got, the more troubles there are, be it environmentally, be it health-wise, and be it financial, the more experts, the more trouble. But
right.
just one basic point, I made some notes here, you know, about the, earlier you mentioned about the militaries.
Mm-hmm.
Young fellas,
yes.
Young people, they're being drafted to the military at age 18. Now, what I understand now, there's scientific evidence that the male brain is not fully developed until they are in their, the average male brain is not fully developed until they're in their mid-20s. So when they are being drafted to the militaries, they have to make an oath and they have to go out and kill and be killed. That's basically child abuse.
Right.
You know? And
I agree.
What?
I totally agree. It's a form of child abuse, but we are abusing our children in so many levels that the birthing them in a hospital is child abuse.
Exactly.
Circumcision is child abuse. Circumcision of male and females is child abuse. Sorry.
And
I mean, you know, I don't even know how a free soul would ever want to even come onto this planet because we abuse them from conception on.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And the way we are being trained, you know, in specializing, specialized occupations and so. And basically it's, there's the specialized idiots, they're the perfect subjects for a dictatorship. And people don't even notice it. Or they're too comfortable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned there about electronics in home.
Yes.
There, a few years ago, I live out in the countryside, you know, an old farmhouse. And there was a wooden siding on. And then since I had observed about that we... here by some so-called friendly neighbors are being zapped with microwaves, and
yes.
I proved it. Are you familiar with Acousticum 2? EMF Field, electrosmog detector.
Yes, excellent website, EMF Fields. Uh-huh.
No, and having that little device, it's even better. When you drive through
oh,
the
I actually have an Acousta Com 2. I don't have the Acousta meter, but I have an Acousta Com 2, which has the same readings and as an Acousta meter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I live by mine. Mine fits in my purse, and so I can, you know, use it. It took like about 3 or 4 years for them to develop that. I actually have their first model that just did the sound, the big silver thing.
Yeah, no, this is the
but
little
yeah,
green
I've been,
one.
Yeah, I've been on this for a long time. Pardon?
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is very helpful in order to sort out the decent neighbors from the bad neighbors when you drive through the neighborhood. And it's a directional device. It shows you.
And that's from EM Fields?
EMF Fields, Acousticum 2, electrosmog detector. It goes from 200 megahertz to 8 gigahertz.
Mm.
But from about 0.3 gigahertz, it becomes already critical. Exposure leads to sets you up for cancer.
Wow.
And I notice, we notice here in certain businesses, when you come in, they got the long line of fluorescent lights in the ceiling. And it shows right at the danger level, up to three gigahertz. You know, that's cancer-causing. But when we go into those stores, and we are just only maybe half an hour or 20 minutes in the store, but the staff that's working in there, they're exposed to it 40 hours a week.
It's
and there is no occupational health and safety department in the government that looks after this. And we got the highest cancer. Here in the Northeast, we got the highest cancer rate. But sick people is the biggest business around here. 46% of all the government expenses go for health care. And here in the Northeast, we got the sickest population on the North American continent.
Well,
I would totally agree with you.
17% of the GDP for America is health care.
Here in New Brunswick, and I think it's similar in Nova Scotia and in the New England states, it's 46%.
Wow.
For health care.
Wow.
Terrible.
You know? But wherever the experts come in, be it in regard to food production, you know, what the so-called, quotation mark, stupid old farmers were able to accomplish to feed the population with a healthy food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all the experts in the departments, now we are producing only about 10% of the food, and at least 80% of the food that's been produced here, it's been produced with GMO crops and glyphosate and Roundup. And a few decades ago, it was 2.45D, commonly known in Vietnam as Agent Orange, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And basically, this is lunacy, you know? And what I've found out over the last few years when I was putting the heat onto the officials in the government departments, you know, then they do a cabinet shuffle. Here in New Brunswick, the last 4 years, as soon as every time I was putting the heat onto the Minister of Agriculture, they shuffled him. They made a cabinet shuffle and a new minister. In one administration, across 4 years, they had now three different ministers of agriculture.
Wow.
But as I say, we have to do our basic homework.
Absolutely.
You know, and leave no opportunity unused.
Right.
Like when we are come together with people, when we are going shopping or whatever, you know. And basically talk to people. and inform them about it and tell them that they can look up for that information.
Right. Werner, we do have other callers.
Yeah, I better let you go.
So thank you. We always enjoy hearing from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, thank you.
We enjoy it too, hearing from you.
Yeah.
You know,
take
the
care.
Yeah, and we did post in the chat room a way of getting the meters from EF Field Solutions. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I have meters and I have gadgets all over my house. Similar, I have a monitor. Anyway, let's take John in Texas. John?
A minute. Hello. Yes. I had a question for you. One question. Did they ever give a motive or find a motive for Andrew Wakefield to have allegedly, as they said, falsified the results for his findings about the MMR vaccine?
You know what? He documents the whole thing in his book. We did it in the Idaho Observer. It was shocking. It was an absolute circus. The guy did nothing wrong. He was the only one that would stand behind his paper. He never falsified any information. He did have a small sampling, and he was alerted to the fact that all these children you know, they had a common denominator. He was a gastroenterologist. So he was like actually doing some tests on them, and they all had the same strain of measles, bacteria, virus, whatever you want to call it, as what was in the vaccine, the MMR vaccine. And it was all in their gut. And they were all having this leaky gut, you know, digestive issues, you know. I mean, you know, really serious bowel issues. And as a gastroenterologist, he thought it was very, very interesting that this correlation, that why would he find this component that was in a vaccine lurking in their gut? We don't know if it led to leaky gut bowel syndrome or any of this. We don't know, but it was a common denominator. So he decided to do a study. He had several co-authors. I don't know if you know that. He had several co-authors, like eight. They all backed out of authorship of this paper except for him. He was the lead in the study. And he wouldn't have ever done it if it wasn't for the fact that some family came to him for help, and he was a gastroenterologist because their child was autistic and had these bowel issues. And then he found that it was common. So if you read his book, Callous Disregard,
which
I would really encourage
book.
A library to get it. Huh?
Fabulous book.
Yeah, go get the book Callous Disregard so you really know the truth of it. You can also do a search. I've kept the Idaho Observer website going. You can go to proliberty.com/observer and do a search there, a Google search on Andrew Wakefield, because we posted a lot of stuff on it, actually. And Brian Deere was the reporter in the UK that was paid for by Big Pharma to start the whole witch hunt against Andrew Wakefield.
Okay. And first the court, I understand, it ruled in his favor, and then it reversed itself, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole thing, believe me, pharma, if you knew how much money, I mean, if you have a pure profit business, you know, in our country, you know, there's a lot of people in our country, and you have a pure profit business, you're not going to do anything to jeopardize that.
That's right.
I mean, the taxpayers are doing their research and development. The taxpayers are paying for the injuries. The taxpayers are paying for the I mean, oh my gosh. It's outrageous. Marketing, development, everything is paid for by our government for this one industry. And, yeah, it just doesn't get any better than that. What can I say?
Right.
I mean,
right. All righty. Excuse me. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All righty, we are back. And we'll take another call. Our guest today is Ingrid Castle, and her website is vaclib.org. It's posted in the chat room, and of course, the chat room is spingola.chattango.com. And we have Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome.
Yeah, hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Hi, Fred.
Ingrid.
Yes.
Who is the group of people that has had the health message out for 150 years?
The natural hygienist?
That has had the health message specifically to this group for 150 years. Do you know that group?
As far as I'm concerned, it's the, the natural hygienist. You know, I know a lot of people that are natural hygienists, but yeah. But, you can, have me guessing for forever. Why don't you just tell people what you believe to be the truth of that?
I will, and I'll cover that in a little bit. I'm 81 years old. I don't even take aspirin.
Good.
Me neither.
Now,
I don't either.
To give you a little testimony of my life, I lived in Alaska a lot of years. I used my gun to feed myself. And we have two big tides up there in southeastern, 24 foot from negative to positive. So when the tide's out, the table's set. So I could eat clams and mussels and abalone, and oysters were pretty hard to find. And I ate meat, and I was an active young man.
Okay.
But until I found out that you are what you eat and you are what you think, and that what that requires is to look at yourself.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question?
Pardon?
Do you have a question for Ingrid?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I want to cover some other material before the question. Is that okay?
Well, we do have other callers waiting in line.
I realize that.
Yeah.
I realize that. I don't want to get cut short on my time.
It's not your time. It's not your time. It's Ingrid's time. Do you have a question for Ingrid?
Which I respect Ingrid immensely. Immensely. Totally. I respect her. But the closer you get to the truth, and Ingrid knows this, you're ostracized. And you keep putting out the truth, then you're hated. And
okay,
if you're hated
enough
by the powers that be, you can even get killed. Okay, for about 2 years ago and for 3 years, I talked to over 2,000 people about not taking vaccine shots. Okay, I wonder today, this is a question. How many RBN listeners that are supposedly up on information and very informed are in good health? Okay, by my background in my life, I was a meat eater. I'm a vegetarian now. And I thought that was really crazy.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Ingrid? Because we do have to move on.
Yeah, Deanna, how are you doing?
I'm fine, but do you have a question for Ingrid?
Yeah, Ingrid, I think you're doing real fine. You have courage, intelligence, and perseverance. My question is, would you keep it up? And I'll answer that myself. I know you will, honey, and God bless you. Keep it up.
Great. Thank you, Fred.
Fred, I'm doing the best I can. I'm keeping it up as best I can. Well, God bless you too, and I am getting healthier. I let my health slip a little bit. So if you want to know about my health, I just lost about 15 pounds. So, yep, I'm doing good.
I've gained about 4, so I'm doing good. I'm trying to gain some more. Yeah. I'm up to.
Well, good. I mean, you know, we fluctuate based on all kinds to things, but I'm actually feeling good, so it's good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So we have another caller, I think.
Yeah, Dennis in Indiana.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi.
Or whatever your name is. I can't hear it over the radio very well, but I've got a couple of questions.
It's Ingrid. Dennis, it's Ingrid. I-N-G-R-I. Ingrid. It rhymes with
Ingrid.
Angry, but I'm not. Okay. Uh-huh. Thanks,
okay,
Dennis.
Okay. I listen to Dr. Daniels, and I got some people that I know have lupus in my family. That what vaccine? What did they put in the vaccine that actually caused women and other people to have lupus? That Dr. Daniels talked about. I mean, it's related to syphilis.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what?
We'll be right back.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are back with our guest today, Ingrid Castle. Her website is vaclib.org, and we were talking with
Dennis in Indiana, yes. And we were talking about, you mentioned what was in the vaccines that would cause lupus. And that's actually a very good question. And we've, in the chat room, if you have your computer and you were in the spingola.chattango, that's 1T, chattango.com, it stimulated a little bit of a discussion. And they're claiming that lupus is yet another name for syphilis. That's what Merv Bailey says, which I thought was a fascinating thing. But
that's what
you
Dr.
have
Daniel
to understand.
Says.
You don't even know what's in these. Unless you do an independent lab analysis of the vaccine that went into your kid, you really don't know what's in there, because the package insert, I mean, years ago, a reporter in D.C. was confronting a guy about the package inserts not being updated, and they said that they didn't have time, that they had changed their formulation, but they're still putting in the old package inserts, you know, so they could be changing it. And no one's going to sue them or anything for not having the package insert for, that's, you know, for the current vaccine, and they're just putting one from 10 years ago. And I just posted in the chat room, if you go to vaclib.org, that's vaclib.org, go on the top under searches and hit keyword, and go under contamination. It's like a huge alphabetical dictionary of terms that, you know, you'll bring up pages. And under contamination, you'll see that this is stuff they've found in vaccines that absolutely shouldn't be there. And, in Europe, the 40 vaccines were tested, and 39 of them were human vaccines, and one was a veterinary vaccine. And 39, all the human vaccines showed nanocontamination. I mean, serious nanocontamination. And the veterinarian vaccine was the only one that was clean, which was very odd to me.
And I think that has changed too now, because they're looking to increase their market. So adults and children aren't quite sufficient for big pharma. So now they're going after pets. And pets used to be that you'd take your pet to the vet if they were hit by a car or something like that. And now they're getting all these vaccines, and they're also getting cancer, diabetes, asthma, all kinds of things. I'm posting some of the things that are in vaccines. But the problem with the inserts is that people don't read them.
Because they don't read them, and like I said, they're out of date. But yeah, they're horrifying. They are horrifying.
Yes. Okay, I'm posting this.
So I just want to mention that, you know, in terms of what I thought Merv Bailey had, that the connection to syphilis, that's absolutely pretty fascinating, because smallpox, we did it. This is all in the Idaho Observer newspaper. We did and we have it also on the VacLib.org and the smallpox history. But really interesting how the vaccine, the cowpox, that or whatever they put in there, is actually a totally different virus. And not that we even believe in viruses, but it's a, you know, whatever microbe or whatever they put in it is a totally different beast than variola. Variola is what is from the bite of the common bed bugs. You know, they didn't have regular mattresses back in the day. It was straw-tick mattresses. And when the straw-tick mattresses get a little moldy, anyway, bed bugs were everywhere. And it was the bite of the bed bug that they were the carrier. The vector was just like the Anopheles mosquito is the vector with malaria. The vector for smallpox was the bed bug. And, you know, people would get bit by the bed bug, they'd be fine. But those are people that lived out in the country, ate fresh fruits and vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. In the squalor and the conditions of the city, you know, with no sewage, no running water, it was pretty horrific back in London. That's where the smallpox epidemics happened. You know, so you know, while the bed bug was a vector, it wasn't, you know, the sole cause of smallpox. It stimulated, you know, that particular disease. You had to have the conditions in the body right for it. So what Jenner did is he observed that these, you know, they were milking these cows. Well, the poor girls, they had syphilis. Syphilis was epidemic also. So these girls that had syphilis would be milking these cows, and there would be sores on the cow's udders. And they considered that cowpox. This is what happened, how the whole first vaccines happened, is the milkmaids transferred their syphilis to the cows and the cows. Anyway, this is the whole why there was this epidemic of syphilis in babies was because of the smallpox vaccine originally coming from vaccinia, or, you know, syphilis that had been transferred to the cows and creating pockmarks. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's all pretty ghastly.
It is.
But anyway, I thought that was interesting because I didn't realize. I mean, I don't know where she got that, but I thought that was an interesting, and it just is a way to segue into that piece of history that some people don't know about.
Sure. And it also, in Manhattan tenements, where there was a lot of disease because people were using one toilet an outhouse, or, you know, it just they didn't have access to water and to good food, and it's terrible situation. And of course that was run by the elite, who managed to get people from Ireland to come over and work for nothing,
right.
Work for free, or just right. about. And then if they got sick, well, toss them out.
Right.
Oh, gosh. This is such a disgusting situation.
There's actually a lot of truth on the CDC website, but you have to really dig on the vaccines are actually made and created.
Yeah.
And when you see, you know, their instructions on how to create this stuff, you'll think it's far worse than Frankenstein ever believed or created. You know, it's really, it's horrible.
Yes.
But, you know,
terrible.
We live with it now, and we try to warn as many people as we possible can. And I encourage people to get involved with your state. I've been spending a bunch of time trying to update our state resources. If you're a listener out there and you go to our vaccination liberation homepage, vaclib.org, you could really help us by going to the legal help, and the second tab there will be resource contacts and help. And, you know, whatever state you live in, I want to make sure you know who your contact is. And if they're not responsive or they haven't answered you, ask how you could help. You know, there's some states that aren't very well networked. And some people, we just have them listed just so they can, you know, have a friendly voice in their state, because they're really, really busy with their families, or they have to work full time or whatever reason. Usually people come together when there's a crisis, like in California. And then we're gearing up for our own here in Idaho. But some states, you know, they're not even prepared should all of a sudden a mandatory vaccine bill hit their state. So I want to encourage everyone that's listening to Deanna's show to please get involved on some level with your health freedom organization in your particular state, or create one, or contact me, and I'll give you some ideas on putting your information out and researching and seeing what you can do. Because, yeah, we don't like the corporate state that we live in, but at this point in time, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I've already, you know, done my thing around here, you know, trying to be as sovereign as possible, and, you know, had my encounters with a couple thug cops, and, you know, you know, I mean, oh my God. Lying and bored, and, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to do what I can. I won't affirm that I have a U.S. citizenship. I mean, you know, we all can do what we can, but at the same time, we're living in this system, and there's not that many non-U.S. citizens out there that are going to be making a big difference on this planet at this point in time, okay?
Right.
So you better, you know, do something to protect the children coming into this world, you know, because they're really our hope for the future. And so we've got to do whatever we can to protect a remnant or some people coming in or now, that are already here.
You have an article. In fact, it's by Al Whitney. Do not sign the refusal to vaccinate form. Why is
right.
it?
And oh, 12, why? The, refusal, oh, the one at the doctor's office.
Yes.
Because if you read it, these are all legal documents. You're signing. You're basically admitting to child neglect. When you're refusing to vaccinate, then they give you a form. They can use that with CPS that you are being a purposefully negligent mother because you were informed that that vaccine is going to save them from possible dying, from death. And if they get that disease, they could die. And so you're refusing that. And the way they have the form, you're basically admitting that you're negligent.
Well. Now, the other thing, too, I think it's provident to bring up the Affordable Health Care Act. And that's been a big political ploy here in the state of Illinois. People are saying, "Oh, you know, I've had endometriosis for 20 years, and now I can't afford to get my medicine." Well, what'd you do for the 16 years before? But what the Affordable Health Care Act does is that it mandates that people need to accept allopathic health care. Well, it also mandates that you have to buy insurance. But once you are a part of that health care system, you are obligated by law to accept what allopathic medicine dictates. It's a horrible situation.
Yeah.
It's obligatory.
Yeah, this is why a lot of us, I know in Idaho, there were several of us behind a bill that we have the right to decide what we do with our bodies for our health care.
Right.
You know, we were not forced into a medical system, but I don't know how much teeth it has into us. You know, our governor signed into the Affordable Care Act or whatever. Against a lot of opposition, but I just don't participate. What can I say?
Right.
So, yeah, it's something I'm definitely not participating in, and I'm going to fight as much as I can, you know, in this state to protect people from being forced into a medical system that is bent on killing us and that has, you know,
since it was created.
Right. Where the third leading cause of death is medical error and mistakes done by doctors and hospitals.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it, 880,000 a year die because of allopathic medicine?
Like that.
A year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Wow. You know?
That's more than, you know, all they have to do when they go into countries in the Middle East. They don't have to use soldiers. All they have to do is impose the healthcare system, and it will take care of more people than soldiers could kill. And we wouldn't have to have all this military spending. Just send them the healthcare system.
Right.
Which is something Dr. Daniels mentions in her book.
Right. Yeah, I, in fact, it's one of the books I've been meaning to get. I've been dying to read, and you know, that's Lethal. Was it Lethal Dose or?
Lethal Dose and Why You Need It, or Lethal Dose. It comes as a Kindle. You can get a Kindle.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have people bugging me to get Kindles, and I'm still addicted to hard copy, but my shelves are. I'm running out of room, and I need to. You know, I'm constantly clearing off books.
Yeah, I think my Kindle. I have 330 Kindle books.
Really?
And I wouldn't want to have 330 more books sitting on a shelf somewhere. I don't have any more shelves.
Right.
At this moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, if you'd like to, we're just about to our break, but if you'd like to make a quick call, it's 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment. Short question. Pat in Texas. Pat, welcome.
Hi. It's been a very interesting show. I'm going to recommend people go back and listen. Do you have any kind of amendment that you would offer to, say, the convention of states or anything like that to change the Constitution that would help your situation that you're talking about?
It would be basically health freedom, which we should have, but it's all under the First Amendment, you know. And the state constitutions, of course, are supposed to be in harmony with the federal constitution. It would be mostly, you know, a clear amendment that would allow for medical and health freedom, you know, to apply healthcare needs as you see fit. or no healthcare needs as you see fit. You know, we have such an incredible monopoly on the healthcare system by the allopathic medicine that it's pretty frightening. But you know who I'd work with and who you suggest that kind of stuff to would be your organization in Texas. If you go to our state resources, you'll see Texas. Of course, you know, just for ease, we have them all in the corporate abbreviations at the top. So you go to Texas and you get Dawn Richardson. She's been there forever. She was the one who pioneered, took her over 7 years for the state of Texas to get a personal or philosophical exemption to vaccine mandates for daycare and school. Before, it was just religious and medical. But when she finally was able to achieve that, they make you go to the health department to get such an exemption. But anyway, she has a website. It's vaccineinfo.net. Her name is Dawn Richardson. She's in Boston.
All righty. We are in the middle of a break. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Pat.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Avery Castle, and the websites. I'm going to post them again in the chat room, vaclib.org. For those people who aren't in the chat room. We've been talking about vaccines and allopathic medicine, and you get a child vaccinated and they become a client, a patient for life. And of course, the American Medical Association is a union for doctors. If a doctor practices the standard of care, they are free from all liability. And the people who set up the standard of care are the insurance companies, Big Pharma, the hospitals, and the AMA. So they're not for you. They're just...
They're certainly not the bar. I mean, to me, all of this has been created by the bankster elitist in England to, you know, just take down our country. between the AMA and the bar, and oh my gosh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sad situation, and I think hospitals are pretty dangerous places to be. Sometimes we feel compelled out of fear to go to them, and we just hope that we live to get out. Yeah, it's pretty sad situation. And so, getting back to my first comments at the beginning of the program, please do vote. I know you probably think, well, it won't do any good, but actually, after last week's program and the things that we heard about, hopefully you will go out and vote and exercise your liberty, quote unquote, because not that it's going to do a whole lot of good, but we need to express our opinion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're both.
I actually don't vote, but I do tell people how to vote. Isn't that bad? I do have a hard time with the U.S. citizen thing. I really do, Deanna.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's my vote for Trump was a vote against Hillary Clinton, and Trump apparently is attempting to get rid of a lot of the trade agreements and return productivity and whatnot. So we just need to exercise that freedom. It's probably the only one that's left. So anyway, your closing thoughts, Ingrid.
Well, I would say everyone needs to get involved. Serious.
Yes.
You know, this is like a life or death thing. You know, my mother, I feel like I sound like her, but, you know, because she was the 75th member of the National Health Federation, and she said, you know, of all health issues, this has got to be the number one health issue. If you can't decide what you can inject or not inject into your body, then that's even beyond tyranny, and you don't even know what the hell's in it, and you're not even allowed to know what's in it. That's, I mean, you know, that's absolutely, I can't say anything. What do I say, Deanna? You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you know, this station is about, you know, protecting our freedoms. You know?
Right, right. That's what we have to do.
Shoot.
Well, it is. Thank you so much, Ingrid, for being on the program. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and keep it up. Keep it up and stay healthy. Stay strong.
Okay. Thank you.
You're just a wonderful person. I wish we were neighbors.
I wish we were neighbors too. You just need to move to Idaho.
Again.
Get out of Chicago.
Again.
God bless you. Thank you, Deanna. Thanks to all our callers and listeners. Thank
God
you.
God bless you too.
Thank God you. Bless you. Bye bye.
Think with you next week.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.